gonna recommend we take a good look at this one.
Okay, we can look at it if it's got that kind of grade on it. Somebody else is gonna be responsible for it because we're not. We can't treat one person because they're such and such different than we treat so-and-so over here because we know this one, and he's got a 20% grade, and this one has got a 20% grade, and we can't take him in. We're not gonna do, we're not operating like that, so.
Okay.
I don't know how the other two commissioners feel about some of these deals, but I'm not interested in taking that road in unless they do something. And it's out in my, it's in the Eastern District.
Randy?
Yes.
Well, actually, Danny and Mike, the roads that he recommended, other than the Reno Springs Estates Court, I don't have a problem with any of them, and we should all be familiar with all of them. Except for maybe the ones in Horizon Hills. I don't know if you guys probably haven't been out there. Everything else has been presented to us before, and we've looked at them, we've watched the videos. So I don't care to make a motion to approve those. And then we can go through and start looking at the other ones that are up there. We don't need to hash out Summerbrook Lane. We don't need to hash out Mill Creek. We don't need to hash out Holtz Lake Drive.
Yeah, we do. Holtz Lake Drive is over there, and I see a school bus go across it. Is it?
That's the remaining portion that goes across the.
We don't need to hash it out to bring it into the system, is what I'm saying.
Well, I don't want to take the road in that crosses the dam down there. It scares me to death when I see a school bus is driving across that road. But Brandon, we can't take that road in with guardrails. We'll have to put guardrails.
Did we look at the strength of that bridge, or that, didn't we go out there and inspect that?
I went out there and looked at it, and the right-of-way covers the basic top portion of that, but it has, the right-of-way doesn't include the earthen fill of that lake. That's the problem. Our right-of-way is 50 foot across that, or what's platted, but there's a big portion of that lake, the dam and everything, and all the drainage is beyond the right-of-way. So the question comes up, is that under a homeowners association that maintains that or responsible for it, even though we have a road that goes across it?
I went out and looked at that particular road.
My understanding was you went and inspected it or had somebody inspect it, and then the reason you suggested is because it's been approved. But you're saying no, you haven't.
I mean, I looked at the road surface basically when I write my report, but.
Here's what my recommendation on that is to take that road down to the dam, and there's another road or another street.
Beyond it?
Huh?
The one beyond it?
It comes down the hill from where we approved before, and then there's a street that takes off and goes to the right. Goes up the lake, if you want to call it that. I would take it into that point, but I don't believe the county ought to be responsible. I think we're opening the county up to a lot of liability issues.
To go over that.
If we go over that dam without, because that dam failed once and has been rebuilt. And I don't believe the county is obligated to keep a dammed up portion of to cross there. Somebody's got to fix that over there. I don't know who's going to be responsible for it. It's got asphalt over there, and it's got potholes that you could drop a tire off in across it. But as far as, is that a picture of it there?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as you,
let me get to the beginning of it.
Is it Sunrise? Is that the one you're talking about that comes back?
That would be the road that goes up.
Up the creek?
Up the creek. Up the.
No.
No, actually,
no,
go to the other side. It's that other road over there.
Sunset.
Sunset, yes.
Right there. It's an unfinished road, but it's big enough for a cul-de-sac down at the bottom, and the county doesn't have to go across that dam.
Now, the worst portion of is the section that goes across the dam and then up to the east there. The portion going up the hill to the shopping center area, that hill's not quite as bad. The worst portion is right across that. dam and then up that other hill.
Zoom out.
You know, for safety purposes, Brandon, there's two Branson buses cross that lake every day. When it was icy and snowy and everything, I mean, I'm sitting out there sweating it because they're going across there. And I don't know what to do about it. If we take it in, we're accepting a big responsibility, but somebody has to fix that or close it. One, I don't know.
Prairie, we took in that circle last time. Mm-hmm.
We're right up to the top of the hill there.
We took it into Prairie.
Yeah, we took in this and this part of
it. I'm in for taking it all the way down to the lake and where it turns up the lake. And then if you don't have discussion about taking that other part in or have...
On Sunset, would you take it in but not do anything until it's developed? Or what are your thoughts there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that way they can come down...
Make the loop. What do you think,
no,
Mike?
Yeah.
And if we want to, if somebody wants to spend some money, structural wise, to find out the stability of that dam, because the county takes it in, it's going to have to be guardrail both sides all the way up and down through there, and. I know why people bought out there. They don't want to, because it looks nice. But, I mean, it's a safety issue as far as I'm concerned.
Where's, is it Hackberry? Is it further?
Which one?
Is it further east, Hackberry? Okay, right there.
Where's it at now?
Right there.
Okay.
Hackberry and Dove Court are also the last two roads in here. The others had less than three homes, and you denied them at the last meeting, but these two were basically just tabled.
So are they homes on them now?
Yes.
Then you don't have them recommended?
Well, they're short roads, but they don't have as many homes as some of these others, the reason I didn't recommend them.
Yeah. Well, condition-wise, though, how much dollars does it take to bring them up to snuff?
Hackberry, we're looking at 10 to 15 on it and 5 to 7 on Dove Court.
I'm all right with that.
I'm fine with that. So on that Holst Lake Drive, you want to go ahead and take in Sunset also? So Holst Lake to Sunset?
Sunset's not been petitioned. You can't to Sunset is what you're meaning.
Well, Randy, what we're asking is that we go ahead and take in Sunset with a condition on it that if we take it in we can build a cul-de-sac down there at the bottom as you start off the hill. We don't have to maintain the rest of it until it's developed, but it gives them the opportunity to come around and take that school bus out that way if they have to.
Okay, so
would you rather just take a cul-de-sac there at Sunset?
I was just going to turn around there at Sunset.
It's flat right there at the top. We can do that.
Huh?
I said it's at the top of Sunset, where Sunset and Holst Lake meet, so they can turn around there pretty easy. So.
Oh.
So we'll just say to Sunset? Or just before dam?
That gives them a turnaround, and I think we can get they got 50-foot easements there. See if we can get a 100 for a cul-de-sac to turn around or whatever we need there, hammerhead.
I think it's a platted public road. I mean, pretty much all of them are.
And look at
you can use the road right away as a portion of your turnaround.
Brandon, and you thought the Hackberry Lane that was petitioned last time and the Dove Court, which didn't have enough homes on them last time, but do now because of the length?
No, what he's talking about is Caterpillar and that one, I don't know the name of it. I think those are the ones he's talking about still don't have enough homes on them, right, Randy?
Hackberry has 6 homes. Dove Court has 3 homes.
Was it Caterpillar that didn't have enough homes on it?
Didn't have enough homes, and the other one... was a little old loop there that, Kathy, bring in the Dove Court. There's one of them that, I thought that one got denied last time. That just serves a circle turnaround, and it serves them two homes right there.
Four homes?
It's got four places there, Randy, to, one, two, three, four.
Or is that a garage?
Driveways.
What about, yeah, I don't have a problem with Hackberry or Dove.
I don't either. Matter of fact, I'd like to take them in. Let's see how the money.
And we've got, Northview Drive on the next one. Randy under, on the Emery Creek. Serves eight people for $10,000 to $15,000.
They've, since it was petitioned, that has four more homes on it, or total of eight homes now currently, and the subdivision themselves had done seal work on these roads since they were originally petitioned. So they have been doing work themselves on
it. That's a third of a mile. Is anybody, these people here from that Northview?
Got it.
Okay. As we have, we had it tabled last time, and I think the same discussion was taking place. We didn't take it in because we took the other main roads in last time, and we promised at that point that we would consider it the next petition. So I don't have any problem with it.
The other, they also done snow removal for an additional time period.
We had a contract with them on snow removal. Will that remain in place?
I'd like to continue doing that.
Huh?
I'd be willing to continue doing that. I think that's.
It has to be a contract with us, and that would be something that Randy could take care of.
It works out well for us.
Okay.
For you guys to do the.
Yeah.
I think Northridge may have to be repetitioned. I think one of those, wasn't it denied last time?
It's not on
our list, but we've got.
There's a reason it's not on the list. I think we removed all the ones. Kathy and I can check on that. There are three with Northview, North Point Court, and what was the other one?
I don't have any problem with the North Point and the North View, and Randy will check on the others. But this comes with a stipulation that you will provide a contract with the county for the snow removal.
Absolutely.
Okay. Are you all right with that, Mike?
Yeah. Yep.
Brandon?
Yep.
Where's Valley Stream Circle at?
This is in Pine Woods Village subdivision. Kathy, if you want to move the map to that subdivision. This is off Historic 165. Zoom out a little bit and I'll show the roads from the main highway going in one more time.